On Monday morning, Pastor Ray Polk comforted a man who was packing up everything he owned.
You all right? I know. We gotta keep going forward, it ain't.
Along H Street in downtown Fresno, the homeless were stuffing their possessions into plastic bags and shopping carts as city workers bulldozed and raked debris left behind. It's part of the city's efforts to rid Fresno of permanent homeless camps, which officials say are a health and safety threat. They say the goal is to connect people with housing and services. But Polk said he wouldn't take down the street church he constructed in the camp.
Well, they told me I would have to dismantle it myself. And if not, they would bulldoze it down. So I told them I couldn't do that. I couldn't define God like that and tear down something that God had me put up.
The church is made of white slats of wood. Polk has covered them in Proverbs and Bible verses. Is covered with a blue tarp and contains about 10 white plastic chairs.
If they make the decision, I would not, under any circumstance, take that down.
He also ran a food distribution from the church. Next to it, he constructed a memorial to the homeless who have died. There are flowers next to each makeshift headstone.
I figure I'd get a piece of wood, paint it white, put their names on it. At least they can come and pay tribute to a friend or a loved one, even if it's just once a year on Memorial Day.
City spokesman Mike Lukens said the memorial could remain, but that the church would be put into storage. It's not the first time that Polk and the homeless he serves have been displaced. But this time, Lukens says, the city has formed a task force to ensure that the camps don't reemerge.
We're making every effort, certainly much more than we have in the past, to make sure we're on top of making sure structures don't come back up and the encampments return.
He says the city is working with local agencies like the Housing Authority to find people homes. But 28-year-old Lena Richardson has no idea where she'll live now. She had lived in the camp for 6 months. Yesterday, she stood on the side of the road with her dog, Princess, in a shopping cart filled with her belongings.
My tent, my blankets, my battery, my solar panel so I can have electricity. That's about it.
She said she felt puzzled, confused, and sick.
What if they woke up the next day, they don't know where they're living, where they're going? What, you know, that's depressing.
That's where Pastor Polk comes in. He says he'll still be there to provide spiritual support to the homeless.
I stay here and I make sure, comforting my brothers and sisters that, you know, just hugging and embracing them while they cry. Try to uplift spirits like I always have done. And try to continue to give hope where hopelessness have failed, you know.
Lukens says the city might demolish one more camp in the next 30 days. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.